views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so excited to be on the show today. I've been away for 3 weeks visiting Cambodia and Vietnam, and you still had my show because I was pre-recording people from our Women of Wisdom presenters, and I'm going to continue that today. So I can't believe the conference is less than a week away, our 24th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. United, We Change the World is our theme. So I want to invite everybody to come join us. There is always room. People can even come to the door and sign up for events. We have lots of workshops. You can go to one event or you can go all weekend long. We really make it easy for people to attend at whatever level they would like to. We also have right now our special is you can bring a friend to a three-hour workshop that to join you at a special discount. I think it's 40% off. And so if you register, online registration ends on February 10th. That's when the special is over. And then after that, all the registrations are on site. So be sure to visit our website, www.thewowconference.org. Check out all the offerings and sign up soon. We hope to see you there. And today I'm talking with presenters there from Scarlet Crow. It's a performance group. We have Laurel Kitten and Mara Stark is on the show. They're performing artists of Scarlet Crow and share their unique medicines and true collaboration and co-creation with you. So when you are with them, you are part of their unique collaboration. They craft a space for potent activating, healing, and anchoring the future from an embodied, empowered now, and reweave the forgotten tales and codes of the great mystery. So they're going to give a workshop. It's called The Return of the Sacred Feminine and the Blood Wisdom Lodge. It's going to be Sunday evening, February 14th. It's actually open to men and women. And so I'd like to welcome Laurel and Mara here on the show today.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. So, Laura, why don't we begin with you? Share us a little bit about how your group came together and who Scarlet Crow is.
Oh, wow. So the Scarlet Crow Remembrance Tour, we actually came together in this formation in the spring of last year. And the intention is to bring through art and music the questions, asking what are the questions that we need to be asking these days to bring us into a really deep place of healing and coherency in our individual and collective lives in relationship to our blood gates, which are how we're being born, how have we been with our menstruation each month, what are those things that we should be doing each month to be supporting our health individually and collectively. How are we holding our blood? How are we dying? How are we sexing? What's happened to us in the past during the times of the Inquisition that might still be showing up today here in the land of North America? So it's really looking at what are the questions we need to be asking in our current modern world today that can really serve us to help to resurrect ourselves and our woman culture and our woman bodies, and to bring our own beauty health back online. And what does that mean in relationship to how we're relating with our men? And looking at the questions on a gender alchemy level of what are those questions we need to be looking at with each other? What do we need to hear from each other? What do we, you know, so it's a time of questioning, and we came together to really review some of these questions. And through art and through music and through education, bring ourselves into another level of understanding and looking at how we can move forward in creative and resourceful ways for our communities to be in a more happy, healthy way.
Well, that's and it's important work that you're doing, and a lot of times we just kind of go through our lives taking all that for granted, you know, and mm-hmm. don't pay attention to these those what you call it, you know, the blood rites or the blood gates. So tell us a little bit. So you work with what you call six blood gates. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, actually, the blood gates are really technically we say five, which are being born onto the planet, our first blood and moving into our blood time, giving birth to our babies and our projects is the third gate. The fourth gate is the menopausal gate. The fifth gate is the death gate. And actually, sexuality is woven through all of that. And for our time together, we will be creating a sixth gate of the six, of around sex. And how are we being with our sexuality and our sensuality in our own bodies? In our current culture, I'll say porn culture, sadly to say, but it seems that this colonized culture that we are living in has moved us in directions that I don't actually see serving us in the profound ways that we need to be arriving. So how we are born into this world, what interventions were at our birth, have a lot to do with how our nervous system's set up. It has a lot to do with how we come into our first breath. What happens to mommy and baby in those beginning moments has a lot to do with how our hormonal systems are set up at the very beginning of life. That's so important. And we're coming out of an age in the last 1900, you know, in the 1900s into our current time where we have had so much intervention at that first moment of our first breath. We've had so many medications and things come in that have actually disrupted our natural hormones of bonding and attachment. And so now here we are in 2016, and there is a whole new field of study that has been around for the last 50 years, which is periprenatal psychology, really looking at birth from the baby's perspective. And what do all of these things have to do with how we move into the rest of our life? How are we in relationship to ourselves at the transitions of our life? And how are we in relationship to our family and our community? We're finding that there's a really huge impact with the disruption of our natural body's wisdom and hormonal setup. So we're now starting to relook at what do we need to be doing to bring the natural hormonal system into the birthing gate? What do we need to be doing as women to come back into our bodies? Because a lot of time those drug overlays at the birth gate take the mama out and the baby out, and the baby doesn't always fully come in. So now we're dealing with many generations of women and people who are not actually fully being welcomed and coming into their physical body. This time that we've been working with is with our ceremonial menstruation as the place of the healing cauldron. Is we have an opportunity each month once we start bleeding for the bleeding women to really move into a deep dive during our monthly blood cycle that has not been honored in a very long time in this culture. What would happen if all women took 3 days off a month during their bleeding time? When those hormones released that allow for the deep visioning state where the left brain, our thinking mind, actually shuts down when we start bleeding, as it does when we're pregnant. So these left brain blood gates, the blood gates, the left brain shuts and the right brain comes on and we drop into our body wisdom. The blood drops us in, and all the veils between the worlds become very thin, and we have access to the full of creation when we're bleeding and when we're pregnant. And so we are starting to look at how do we come back into supporting these awarenesses for our victory of bringing our babies into the world, and also how do we support this time in our bodies to come back in and remember our technology of our body wisdom.
Well, we're going to take a little break now. We'll come back and talk more about this with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Scarlet Crow.
The 24th Annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOWconference.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today. Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Laurel and Tessa. And Laurel Mara, sorry, Tessa couldn't be here today. I got my names mixed up, so sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. And,
yeah, so anyway, so we've been talking about the first blood and birth and all that, and I know a big part of what you do is connected to music. So let's talk a little bit about the importance of music in your work.
Well, one of the reasons that this work came about was that Carmen, the one of the musicians in our Scarlet Crow Collective, she and I wanted to create a tour where we had these songs that were centered in conversations around the divine feminine and inquiries around sort of the healing arc that many of the sisters that I know are going through in their journey of self-discovery. And we both have these songs that called upon different parts of our own history and also the history of the collective. And we wanted to create a container where we could take people on a journey and really play these songs and not just play a song and tell the story, but play these songs and tell the stories and then invite the audience into a deeper response period where we can really get into some questions of what does this bring up for us? How are some of these archetypal stories that are coming through these medicine songs impacting our
our worldview, impacting our relationships with ourselves, with each other, with our partners, and then how can we start having a conversation about these things. And that was always a desire that I had. I have a background in music therapy. And so the place from where I've been writing songs as an artist for the last 10 years has really been in that deeper dive. And as practicing as a music therapist for so long, I've loved being able to get into conversation with people and actually take people through transformational journeys and move energy rather than and having them be a part, people be a participant in this song and not just from a passive place of listening and receiving, which can be a really powerful experience. And I think that's a piece of any storytelling lineage or in any lineage of sharing medicine song. But within this Scarlet Crow, we wanted to really give a bigger context of why these songs were important. What was the value being generated through conversation? And I think that the way that we've set up our workshop for this time, it's really going to be juicy. We have a lot of amazing artwork that talks about the different aspects of the gates that Laurel mentioned before with these songs, and then a way that we are creating a weave together as a group by creating a collective art project and really taking some time to tie our prayers into the reweaving of the hoop of the divine feminine inside of the songs around blood and around lineage and around harnessing and harvesting what are the keys that we're gaining from having these conversations so that we can keep bridging that conversation into the future and learning from it and keeping track of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that, you know, bringing in art and music, it's so important to bring in our full bodies into our learning instead of just our minds. You know, we're so used to that, our educational system being so linear and in our minds, and to weave in all these aspects of, you know, our voices and our art is so important. It's, you know, fully part of the feminine. And so I'd love for you too to talk a little bit about, you know, the sacred, you know, how you view the sacred feminine in our modern times, and are we talking about the return, you know, the return of the sacred feminine? Is kind of like more, it's not returning, it's always been there, but it's like embracing it, and the why that is so important for us to really.
Yes.
Awesome. You want to talk about that, Laurel? Go for it.
Sure. I would love to. The reason why I will say we use the word return, whereas the sacred feminine has always been here and the divine feminine template and embodiment has always been here, I have what's been emerging over the last few years is these deep dive goddess arts. There's actual goddess arts is what I'm calling them, that have been coming in and taking over the women's bodies. And what I would say, this is the living embodiment of the feminine face of God, the Holy Shekinah. And right now, there's this reemergence of the conversation around Immaculate Conception. And what are these ancient arts that we have not seen for a very long time of embodiment with spirit that actually activates the inner energy that pulses that egg and creates parthenogenesis, immaculate conception. So there's actually this deep embodied wisdom that's coming back, and women are experiencing these profoundly beautiful embodiments in the presence of other people, which is the protocol of the Holy Shekinah. When two or more are gathered, the Holy Shekinah, the feminine face of God, can arise. And the courage that it takes to allow for this level of surrender in current modern day is incredibly challenging at times, and it's terrifying, honestly. The inner patriarchy, the traumas that have collapsed into our blood gates, at our birth gate, at our blood gates, our sex gates, we have so much happening right now in our bodies that we need to actually open the space and really do the protocols to support the clearing of our body elementals and the arriving of who we are in a way that can invite the Holy Shekinah, the Holy Spirit. That, for me, is the divine feminine. That is what is starting to emerge. And it's time to be speaking about it, because I know when this started to happen for me personally, it was the most terrifying thing I had ever experienced. And it's something that's starting to happen. So we need to be talking about these other levels, these other reflections of, as women of the Earth Lodge, of the body wisdom, the woman who opens to her spiritual bliss through her body. She opens to God within her body. That is the feminine spiritual bliss, where the masculine spiritual bliss is in that meditative mind and the void and the nothingness. We need to be able to cultivate that as well, right? And our way as the feminine is the full takeover of the embodiment. So how do we arrive, prepare ourselves? How do we clear the distortions in our own inner filters from our traumas, from the cultural colonized traumas, from the inaccurate reflections we've been getting? So we can purify, arrive, know where we stand, support our women, allow for this next level of the divine feminine to come in, because we need this now. We need this level of wisdom now. This is what we need to really help our support, our communities and our planet to evolve into the next level of coherency, connectivity, and health. This is the beauty way. So that, for me, that's the this is the divine feminine. This is why it's the return. I feel these are ancient ways we've forgotten that are on the altar right now. They're on the altar table to be reviewed and looked at and questioned and have it reviewed for our own self. Do I feel shame in my body? How am I with my body? Where's my consciousness going when I'm sexing? You know, what's happening there? Because this is a doorway of sacredness, of beauty and power. So that's my what I'm going to put out there for right now. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, but how do you suggest that women start, you know, a first step in doing this? Like you said, it was a scary thing for you. What do you advise women to do to learn how to embrace this and incorporate it in their lives and honor it?
Well, for the bleeding women, I would say to start taking 3 days off. If you can, one day at a time, you know, titrate it, make it doable. But where a woman takes for a year and her bleeding years, 3 days a month for a full year, and really enter into the ceremonial menstruation protocols, which I can offer more information on, Jasmine Starchild. We've got, there's things out there we can share to help support women in templating their monthly work during their bleeding time, and how they're reclaiming their own bodies and their own sexuality and doing these healing practices. So for that's for the bleeding women, I would get into a year-long commitment around your blood time. For the women who are no longer bleeding and never took those rites, you know, we need to make those spaces to support those places that we maybe we didn't get in the past. So these are bigger conversations that we are building structures and containers for us to have more templates and educational structures around doing this. It's all in the work right now. So maybe we can keep connected and keep sharing what we've got and what we're cultivating, because there's a whole curriculum coming to help walk us through it. And it's slowing down. It's listening to our body rhythms. It's setting your space, you know, taking time to do personal dates with yourself. It's exercising, doing your yoga practice or a dance practice or something that's actually stretching and working the body, strengthening the nervous system. It takes a lot to hold the Holy Shekinah. So we want to strengthen our nervous systems. We want to eat clean foods. These days our foods have been so hijacked with GMOs that are causing infertility problems across the board. We need to be very mindful with what we're eating, drinking living water if we can. You know, treat our bodies as a living temple and know that we're in a world that's very loud and confusing right now. So we need to make sacred space around us, know our boundaries, take our time to be inward, let ourselves start to value right brain dreaming visioning time. We don't value that in colonized world. Yeah, we need to value taking time to be still and in sit nature.
Okay, you know, we're gonna have to close at that at that thought. Thank you for all that. I know there's a lot. Please give your website where people can check your material out.
My website is Shama, Shama Pathways with an S, .com. Okay. ShamaPathways.com. Or Facebook is a wonderful place to find me, Laurel Kitten, like a baby cat, Laurel like the laurel wreath, the victory wreath, and Kitten like a baby cat, Laurel Kitten on Facebook.
Okay. Well, I want everybody to check out. We can't talk anymore.
That's fine.
I just want to, you know, make sure people check out their workshop on Sunday, February 14th. Go to thewellconference.org. Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
The 24th annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the W-O-W conference.org.
Back on Voices of Women, I'm Chris Stainis, and now I'm speaking with Reverend Judith Laxer, another presenter at the conference. And actually, she's been with us probably, I don't know how many years, more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Judith Laxer treasures her profession as a founding priestess of Gaia's Temple, which is in Seattle, Washington. She's a minister, spiritual counselor, psychic, hypnotherapist, shamanic practitioner, author now of a very good book, and teacher of magical arts. And she dedicates her work to restoring the balance of the female and male energies in our culture. And she is giving a workshop on Saturday, February 13th in the afternoon. It's called The Emerging Masculine, Healing the Inner Patriarch. So welcome, Judith.
Thank you, Chris. So nice to be back on with you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I want you to start off. I know you've been on many times, but there's always new listeners. I just mentioned your mission to bring, balance of the feminine and the masculine to our world. And why is that important to you?
Well, I'm an unabashed feminist. And, I came of age in the 1970s with Women's Lib. And so it just seems like it's always been kind of on my conscious radar and always been very, very important to me. And then as I got older and matured, and even before I would even say I matured, I just looked around the world and saw that things were terribly imbalanced. It didn't seem fair and right to me that women were so suppressed and didn't have virtually any power, and if they did, it was limited, and if it wasn't limited, it still wasn't paid as well as a man who had the same power. I just saw inequity everywhere I looked, and including all the way down to our spirituality also. And so it just became really important to me to try to, and I don't think it's just me. I think I'm part of a wave of this that's been going on with all of us, obviously, to just kind of bring some balance back in the world. Everywhere you look, where you see things are in trouble, spinning out of control, not healthy, violent, dangerous, I believe all of that is because it's out of balance. And what is not at equal balance is the feminine to the masculine. So I just think it's very important to do this work, and I've been doing it for a long time.
Yes, and along with many people, and it is important. So, and now this time you're doing a workshop, and I'm curious, the emerging masculine. What do you mean by the emerging masculine?
Well, yeah, there's two kind of aspects of this that I plan to address in the workshop. One is the emerging masculine of what's happening with men in the world, or conscious men anyway, men who are shifting and changing so that they don't feel so confined by societal, what's okay and what isn't. Men who are more in touch with their emotions, more in touch with their intuition, who don't feel that they have to prove themselves by, quote unquote, manning up and kind of just complying with and upholding all of these ridiculous standards that we've had for men. So on the one hand, I do see it, and I witness that there is a shift in, there's like more leeway for men in general to let go of some of those confines. So I think that's part of the emerging masculine. But the even larger than that, or even more important, and certainly more specifically for this workshop, the emerging masculine that is in each and every one of us, including in women. And so the tagline on the workshop is Healing the Inner Patriarch. And, this started for me when my dad passed away about almost 6 years ago now. And when he was gone, this a lot of old upset, rage, despair that I had to really kind of suppress for a long time while he was still here came bursting to the fore. And all of a sudden, I was grappling with aspects of myself that I felt had been emulating him, even though my father was a loving and lovely man, but he was also a tyrant. And some of his exacting, dominating qualities I recognized in myself. And it really threw me for a loop because, of course, I didn't like that in him. And here I was emulating it, like unconsciously. And for some reason, when he died, it gave me permission to take a look at that. And I realized, of course, and I've known that we all have masculine and feminine energy within us. I mean, I think there's a wholeness for each and every one of us, regardless of our gender. But this masculine energy in me had really been unchecked and unexamined. And when my dad died, for some reason, all of a sudden I was able to take a look at it. And over the last 5 or so years, my life has completely changed by healing that, looking at it, healing it, finding forgiveness, learning new ways of being, all of these things. And so I thought, as usual, if I'm experiencing something, I bet other people are and other women are as well. And so that's what kind of gave birth to this this work for this workshop that I proposed at WOW this year.
Yes, and what and that's an immense amount of work, and important. I mean, we all have to look at these things that are inside ourselves, and acknowledging that we have this inner patriarch, and these voices that come up that we don't even want to know. We don't want to acknowledge that they exist.
Yes, we don't. It's really hard because they're not fun, and they're not pretty, and they're not nice. And you know, it's hard to think that, you know, I'm a nice person. I would never, but and yet. I would. It's going on inside of me. It was all there in shadow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that shadow.
Yeah.
Well, and then, and we're living in this patriarchal system that we're, in a sense, battling. But, you know, that's not how we get through it, too, by making it a battle. But I'm just curious, you know, how we as women, you know, becoming empowered, how we learn to not emulate the patriarchy. I mean, you know, you look at women leaders around, and particularly political leaders, and we're in an election year, so we're seeing, you know, and women have to fit into this system to even be heard, and then they're criticized to be heard, you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's the catch 22.
It's a real conundrum, and I think that's why, you know, that's why I think it's important for us to each do our own individual work inside of ourselves first, because when we do, then we have got that healing, and it's kind of like a stronghold that we can approach the rest of the world from. And I think if enough women do that, we'll turn the tide. But it's not a quick fix for sure, because we are dealing with a system, like you said, you know, that catch 22. We're not going to be heard until we act more like a man, and when we act more like a man, or the way men have been doing it, then that, you know, totally tosses aside who we are as women. So I think that doing your own inner work first is really, really important. And then you come from a place of wholeness within yourself, and you can move forward. A lot of us don't trust ourselves, because we've been, you know, we've been taught and indoctrinated, really, to trust others as authority. And so when we start to recognize, who am I as an authority, you know, how do I author my own life? That's when we begin to do that healing.
Yes. And when we have done that inner work, we have that strength. Our voice is authentic. It's pure. It can be heard.
And it might also fall on deaf ears, you know, but we can't let that let us fall backwards, you know.
Yeah, that's hard, falling on deaf ears, because that's, you know, that can be very frustrating, and then you feel like, and then what do we do to get heard? But I think an aspect of that is for women to stick together and to support. Because one of the things I was reading is, you know, some of these statements that are being made out there in the political arena, that women are laughing at, you know. The women aren't there supporting the women, or they're agreeing with the men who are making these comments.
That's a huge projection. I think that's going on also. You know, whoever is like in the leadership position is going to get projected on big time. So everybody's shadow is like totally thrown there, you know, because it's in the spotlight and it's an easy target, you know. But if we were to internalize that and take a look at how would we be different? How would we do it differently? That's when some power, that's pretty powerful right there.
Mm-hmm. And I think women need to look at their reactions to things and start supporting women.
A huge part of what's taken place in the patriarchal system is, you know, the fracturing of the sisterhood, which we've known for a long time. And, you know, we're just doing our best to recognize that other women are not the competition. And, you know, if we truly would befriend each other and support each other, instead of coming from the scarcity mindset that says, if you've got something really good, that means I don't get to have it. That's another huge wounding
that needs
healing.
Yeah, and we're always comparing ourselves, and that's what, you know, that's why we do Women of Wisdom, and you're a part of that, of where women come and we support each other and
learn different ways to be.
Learn from each other, listen to everybody's stories, and share our stories is very healing. And so, you know, that's been around. We've been doing this for 25 years, and we still have a lot of work to do.
We do. Well, you think of how many centuries prior to this stuff was going on. You know, we barely made a dent, really.
No, that's true. But We are making a dent, and things are, you know, it's up to us to make a shift. Well, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and talk more with Reverend Judith Laxer.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
The 24th Annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. This February 11th through the 15th. Go to thewowconference.org. That's the W-O-W conference.org.
Well, here we are with Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Reverend Judith Laxer. And Judith, how about giving your website and how you know people can find out more about you?
Sure, absolutely. Website is www.judithlaxer.com, and my last name is spelled L-A-X-E-R. And also, the other website where you can find out more about my work is Gaia's Temple, and that's www.GAIAS Temple.org, GaiasTemple.org.
Okay, great. Thanks. So we've been talking about the patriarchy, and I know you're going to be really working this at your workshop, and I think it's a very important work. And one of the aspects, you know, that you're going to be working on is the healing aspect of this. And
right.
So let's talk about why that's important for women to do this healing. And I wonder too, are we the leaders in this? You know, this patriarchy, the inner patriarchy, as you said, it's something in men and women. But do you see women as being in the forefront of this?
I do. And I think that's because we, it's kind of expected In my private practice, Chris, I would say 99% of the people that come to see me are women. Very few men come. And I think that's part of that patriarchal system that says, if you admit there's something wrong here, that means you're weak, you're bad, you're not living up to. So I think when it comes to any healing, I do believe that women can certainly lead the way. And I think we kind of have permission, really, way more than men do, from society anyway, to do this healing. So I think we can be at the forefront when it comes to this. And also, if you're entrenched in, if you're entrenched in the privileged side of living in the patriarchy, then, you're not so quick to make those changes, right? But we as women who have felt ourselves, like we were talking about before, so frustrated that our gifts and our talents are not really valued, or they're not equally valued, or we don't have the freedom to express them or put them into action, we're frustrated. So we're way more motivated, I think, to make these changes. And that's why I think it's so important for women to do this healing. And I think that this is going to sound very simplistic, but I think it's also very powerful. I think when women do this healing, they're happier. And, sometimes in our complicated world, we think like just going for happiness, seems kind of vapid, it seems so shallow. But I really think that it's important, and I think that it's true. If you do this healing, or as you do this healing, and you feel more whole, you feel more authentic and genuine, you feel stronger in who you are, and you approach everything in your life from that place rather than from frustration or bitterness or anger or upset or despair, you're just going to live a happier life. You're going to recognize that the choices that you have, Western women are so privileged, and we still have far to go in equality, but compared to a lot of women throughout the rest of the world, we've got a lot of choice. And so when we become empowered to actually take choices that make us feel happy, it's just a wonderful, beautiful thing. And from that empowered, happy place, we're going to make great change in this world. I mean, just think about it. When you get up and you don't feel good, or you're still angry about something, are you motivated to have a wonderful day? Are you going to treat everybody you see in a beautiful... It's so much easier to be kind and generous and present when you feel good and when you're happier. It's just like human nature. When we don't feel good and we're upset, we just want to crawl away under the covers and hide.
So yep, I think so
doing
true.
This healing, just makes us feel like interfacing in a beautiful way in the world, because we're coming from a better place.
Well, let's give the audience a little help. And what would you suggest the first steps in looking at this or in healing? What should women do?
Well, I think the first... I'll tell you what was the most powerful for me, which was to start to recognize and halt the punitive voice in my head that tore me down constantly. No matter what I did, it wasn't good enough. No matter how I looked, it wasn't pretty enough. No matter, it didn't really matter. No matter what I did, there was a voice inside my head that was very punitive, and I recognized it, came to recognize it, as how I perceived my father's judgment of me, or just how my father was in the world, And it was punitive, it was punishing, and it was, I never think those things about other people. I would never say them to other people. I have the utmost compassion for everyone else, but me? Oh, no, I held myself, and still do often, to this impossible standard. So the very first thing to do, or what I would recommend the very first thing to do, is to learn to recognize that voice, so that when it comes in and starts the flogging, you can go, hey, you, hey, hold it. That's really not my voice. What's my authentic voice? How would I treat my sweet child right now if they were doing the same thing I would do? I'd say, good job, or, oh, you made a mistake, try again. I wouldn't say, you idiot, you're no good, And learning to recognize that punitive voice, that punitive patriarch inside us, that's huge. And it's an ongoing effort, I'll tell you. You can recognize it, and 2 seconds later, there it is again. But like anything else, the more you practice, the more you come to recognize. And then you discern the difference between your own authentic opinion about things and just this voice that comes in to keep you down. And it's huge. It makes a huge difference in how you live your life.
Yeah, so the first thing is recognizing it and, you know, not to dwell on it. I mean, we tend to indulge and get into drama in our minds, too, and then go down that rabbit hole.
Right, right, right. But, you know, it's also that you recognize it, and then when you start to kind of tease apart, where did that voice come from? Whose voice is it? Why is it still running me? You know, then you begin to feel like you have a little bit of power. Oh, yeah, right. That's that message I got in fifth grade from my teacher who humiliated me in front of the class. You know, right. So you can, like, source it. And that helps you come back into present time. In this moment, I'm not in fifth grade anymore. My teacher's not humiliating me in front of the class. Right here, right now, I'm doing just fine. And then that starts to melt that punitive voice away a little bit. And it starts to make you feel like you've got some traction in your own life instead of being run by being punished. Because that's what this patriarchy has done to women. It's punished us. It's
yes.
punished us and kept us down and kept us separate.
Yeah.
So that would be...
Yeah.
That would be a good start right there. I'm going to talk a lot about that in the workshop, too.
Yes, that is. Well, thank you for that. And just as a last statement, what changes do you think will happen when we heal our inner patriarch? What do you see for the world?
Oh, my goodness. I see major changes in the world, and specifically with regard to our Earth. I think that a lot of our practices that we'll just talk about ecology alone, a lot of our practices that have been so polluting and so... with so little disregard for other sentient beings, I think that will completely shift once women are balanced in the sense of power, because we are the mothers of the world and we don't look to poison our homes or kill our children, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a very broad statement, but I do think just starting there, there would be huge change in policy and practice if women were in balance.
That would be wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Judith, for being on the show.
Thank you, Chris.
And everybody can check out our workshop, The Emerging Masculine, Healing the Inner Patriarch. It's Saturday afternoon on February 13th. Just go to www.thewowconference.org, and you can register for all the events. You can come to one event. You know, we have some great evening things. We have a Thursday and Friday evenings, some talks. We have Dr. Christine Page on Thursday night. We have a group of women activists Friday night. Which is going to be a great evening. And we're going to have a dream dance on Saturday night. All the evenings are open to men, too. And Sunday evening workshops are open with men. And so we invite you to come and join us for this fabulous. It's our 24th year. So come join us in Seattle. If you're in the area, it's a great time to be in Seattle. We don't have that cold weather, winter weather that other parts of the country have. So we hope to see you. It all begins next Thursday night, February 11th. So I'm going to sign off for the day. This is Chris Stainis. I'll be back again next week. And also want to have people check out my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's all about women of wisdom. It's stories and art and poetry, all the diverse aspects of the divine feminine that has come forward through Women of Wisdom over the years. And you can purchase that book on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org is our main website of all of our events. But for conference, go to thewowconference.org. Well, have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
on Conscious Being by author T.J. Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I love the maca team. Maca is a turnip-like vegetable that grows at altitudes at and above 13,000 feet in the Andes.